How was your run in over the portage?
Oh, it was good. There's some exciting river crossings. But they went okay. The sled got fully submerged.
River crossings on the Unalakleet? Or which river?
Nope. Nope, I don't even know what they are. From Caltag to here, there's some little creek, probably creek crossings. I don't know what their names were.
Mm-hmm.
But the dogs did good. The sled got very wet, icy, and then it froze last night. When it's really hot out like this, I don't mix in their meat usually. I just give them plain kibble.
How was that overflow and that trail compared to Eagle Island up to Caltag?
Well, there were a couple spots reminiscent of that, but nothing can compare to that run from Eagle Island to Caltag.
Why not? What was it like?
Very, very, very deep overflow and like 20 snow machine individual tracks, but not one concise spot, and it's all overflow, so that was a wild ride.
I mean, did your dogs?
I would be happy not doing that one again.
Was that the worst section of the trail that you've...
That was the worst section
worse
for me.
Than the tussocks in Iditarod?
Yeah, that was the worst. The tussocks, at least the dogs could have good traction, but on that overflow, they just really struggled in that deep... Hi, Lucius. It's hot out, so we're going to give you some kibble right now. Hey. Rubel, come. I'm just gonna grab his bowl, sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm in your way.
No, you're good. I threw their bowls all over. Why did I drink water? You wanna eat some just plain kibble first?
And did you get wet in those crossings? I mean, how?
I got my feet wet, but I went and stopped up at Old Woman Cabin, the shelter cabin. And when I got there, there were some really nice Idita bikers, all from Anchorage. Can't remember their names though right now. And they had it all warm and they're like, oh, come in and dry out. So I got to go in there and dry most of my gear.
Is this what you expected on your rookie run?
You know what? Nothing prepares you for it.
What do you mean?
Just different sections of trail that I've heard about my whole life. When you get there, you're like, this is so different than what I thought. That run from Eagle Island to Caltag was very difficult. Blowing snow, I couldn't see the trail. I stopped and camped because I couldn't find the markers, just because it was so snowy.
Were you scared?
No, just more just ready to get to Caltag. But it's been fun. We've had some fun.
And I don't know, I don't think you've had time to go and look at a leaderboard, but Pete was the first to know White Mountain. How does that make you feel?
Oh, I'm so excited. Really excited. It's going to be awesome. We got to now I got to make it to Nome so we can go celebrate.
Maybe if you leave now, you can meet him for the finish.
Oh, I'm excited for him.
Did you guys grow up racing together? Are you about the same age or is he a little older?
He's 3 years older than me. His sister's my age, Tilly. But yes, I grew up with them, the Kaisers.
What do you think it would mean for mushers and folks in the YK for the first?
It'd be amazing. You know, YK Delta has such a strong dog mushing history, and Pete's been working really hard for years for this, so he deserves to win, and we would be so excited. We have many dogs on this team who are Pete dogs. His dad is one of Pete's leaders. Her dad's Pete's leader. Stella's from Pete. She's the only one that's been to Nome before with Pete. So we'd be very happy.
Are you happy? Are you like in a, how's your mood overall?
Yes. Yep, I'm pretty happy. The weather's beautiful. It's really nice. The dogs have been doing good. Just hot right now.
One is peeing on the other.
Yeah, one's about to pee on his buddy there. It was just hot in the last hour. But it's fun. Now, the first few villages, we didn't see that many people out and about. But since we got to Caltag, now there's like a lot of people. It's fun. There's snow machines like waving. And so that's cool.
Last question, are there other mushers that are begging you for pet knowledge or vet knowledge?
Let's see, who's been asking me? A couple people have asked me stuff, but I just kind of reconfirm what they're saying or you know, tell them to go ask the vet.
Jessica, thanks a lot.
Yeah.